Hi, this is Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about so you made a mistake and how do you deal with that? In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help you do something extraordinary in your life, manifest the desires of your heart, and shift your inner and outer world to create that result. If you are ready for a transformation and you are looking for a coach, please consider my massive result 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so you made a mistake. Well, I think the first step is to acknowledge it. You know, I made a mistake, and feel it. And in feeling it, tell yourself that those feelings that might be coming up might be embarrassment or shame, insecurity, that those feelings don't mean the worst about you. But instead, if you can start to see them as an internal cue that you have the power to not repeat that mistake over and over and over again without an end. Mistakes are normal. They're a part of the human experience. And even if it seems like a really big mistake, it's still a part of the human experience. And often, particularly in the self-help metaphysical space, mistakes are seen as an opportunity to learn something about yourself and the situation you're in. So I want you to release the urge to beat yourself up because you made a mistake. And I want you to tell yourself that you're not going to spiral. You're going to feel all these feelings. Even if they're yucky, you're not going to run from them. You're going to be with them. But you're not going to spiral into worst case scenario. A mistake and the feelings you feel do not define who you really are. And it's not a mark on your soul that will prohibit you from living and thriving as you move forward. So I want you to own that mistake. It's yours. And as a result of owning it and claiming it as your own, you maintain your personal power. Now, if you fall into wanting to make excuses or blame, that will just make your journey even harder and longer. So breathe. Let go of the pressure. Forgive yourself. Forgive life. Forgive spirit. Forgive everybody involved in the situation. And then get clear about the specifics of the mistake. So the way this is going to play out is you made a mistake. You feel it. You be with it. You own it. You tell yourself that those feelings don't mean anything about you. That the embarrassment you're feeling does not mean that life is going to be terrible for you going forward. And it doesn't mean that you have to keep repeating this mistake. And the only way that you're going to get clear about what you need to put in place or what you need to understand so you don't repeat the mistake is to be with it. Own it. Feel it. Breathe through it. And then from there, you can explore the solutions. After you get clear about the specifics of what happened, you can start to explore potential solutions. I want to be clear. So for you to really get to a place where you can start to see potential solutions, you got to get out of the confusion, right? And so that's going to be a result of you letting the feelings move through you. And that'll give you some relief. And then from there, you can say, okay, what really happened here? And to the best of your ability, if you need to write it down, write it down. If you need to talk it through with a neutral party, talk it through. And then after you get clear about the specifics, and I'm not going to pretend like that's easy, because we do live in a world where you'll probably attract someone who will without knowing it, shame you even more. So if you can just kind of find the most neutral person to have this conversation with, or, you know, have it with your guides and your angels and write it down, then you can get clear about the specifics. Then you can start to find a solution. What happens is we feel embarrassment, or we feel shame, or we feel guilt, and those feelings feel terrible, just absolutely terrible. And so we want to jump to the solution because we're like, well, if I can just fix it, or we run from the whole situation altogether through blame and excuse making and all the other ways we try not to feel, all the various ways of numbing ourselves. And then we never really get to the solution. So when I was researching shame and embarrassment for this particular talk, there's a thought in psychology that, let's see if I can have the notes, that embarrassment is meant to be a feedback, so we don't continue to repeat the same behavior. So if you can see that all those emotions that you're feeling after a mistake are essentially meant to be a feedback. It's not a telling of who you are and your character, right? It's just a feedback, like an alarm, like, oh, something went on here. And I have the opportunity to not repeat the same behaviors. And that's where the solution finding comes into play. So you'll explore some solutions. You'll get clear about your truest desires in that situation, because I do think sometimes mistakes show up as an opportunity to course correct, to get back on the path that aligns with our truth. So I would say definitely explore it. What's your truest desire and why? And I think this is also what gets lost in when we make a mistake, is that we're feeling so terrible about it. It could very well be that we're in a situation we don't want to be in. And so we don't give ourselves the time to explore that because we're just trying to get out of that terrible feeling after the mistake. And I'm going to say, hey, just be with it. Because if you be with it, it's going to move through you and you're going to have dominion over your life again. So as you explore solutions, get clear about your truest desire and why. Be mindful of what the right path for you is, the path that aligns with your true self. And it can be very helpful to, again, have this conversation with someone who's neutral. I think the other piece is people try to have this conversation with the people involved in the mistake. So maybe you made a mistake at work, and now you're trying to have that conversation, this reflective, getting clear, going within type conversation with a superior. And that, you know, it might work, but for the most part, you know, that superior wants you to do what they want you to do, you know? And you have to be willing to do this work with a neutral party. I'm not saying you can't have that conversation with your boss or a colleague, but you want to make sure that it's just not a way to let yourself off the hook, right? If I can, you know, it's not, I'm going to be so remorseful because I'm so afraid of losing my job. And then, whew, it seems like they're forgiving me. And then I'm just going to go home and, you know, put this whole thing behind me. No, I think this is a real opportunity. Let's imagine that embarrassment and shame was embedded in us by God or spirit or the divine, so that it was like an alert. It wasn't an alert to tell us that we're bad. It wasn't an alert to make us wrong. It was an alert to say, hey, you have power to not repeat this mistake again and take it. And so be willing to explore potential solutions. And you might need a coach. You might be a trusted mentor to talk it through. Any source where you can gain a new perspective and you can find a path forward. And it doesn't mean the path forward is going to be perfect. So say you made a mistake and you start exploring potential solutions, just the act of exploring potential solutions puts you in a much better place than if you didn't do anything. And it doesn't mean you're going to get the right solution the first time, you know? It's the exploration that makes you a better you. But you will land on a solution if you keep seeking it. Now, if you're struggling to return to center after a mistake, meaning you're really spinning, it's probably not that situation. That situation, the mistake, probably triggered a wound, a trauma, maybe even a judgment. I've seen that a lot with clients, that they have a judgment, whether it be a judgment that they've made about life or the past or someone else. And then this situation triggers that judgment of themselves within themselves. And so it can get really messy, you know, and it takes some time if there is that underneath the mistake, if there's a wound, a trauma, a judgment that needs to be explored. But be willing to explore it and do the work around that to forgive and clear and get clear about what happened in the past. Definitely take that time. And then when you're ready, you can return to figuring out a solution, not from the place of, oh my God, I'm bad and I don't want people to think poorly of me, so I've got to come up with something. But from the place of, hey, I don't have to repeat this mistake. And so there has to be a way. So let's explore what this way could be, right? And pray your way through it. Pray for a solution and pray from a peaceful place. Again, not the place of, oh my God, I'm so bad, I'm so wrong. Please God, help me overcome this mistake. Pray from the place of, hey, I don't need to repeat this. And so there has to be a solution. Direct my path, Spirit. Direct my path. Help me to not repeat this. And then go on the journey. Go on the journey. And this method of dealing with mistakes can be used for any type of mistake, from the really big one to what, you know, someone might consider no big deal. It's still a mistake and it still means something to you. So explore it and seek out the solution from a place of self-love, self-respect, and wanting to live your best life possible. All right, that's my show on So You Made a Mistake. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. That's what I'll tell you. You're okay. You're safe. There is a way, so you never have to repeat that mistake again. It might take you some time to get there, but you will get there if you keep seeking for your highest and greatest good. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I use my psychic abilities to help you heal, to help you transcend limitations, to help you work through a mistake, and come out on the other side very clear about your next step. So if you are ready for support at the highest level, then I would love to be there for you. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.